Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
7:46, 14 till 8. Quickly to the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Good morning, sir, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Tell me, before we get to the serious stuff, let's talk about the happy stuff in the Rose Bowl Parade. I saw your tweet about it on New Year's morning. Tell me about that experience and how everything worked out.
Yeah, we had another great year. Louisiana once again stole the show, from our entertainment to feeding Louisiana seafood to the hot beignet truck that we have to feed everybody hot beignets every morning. And a lot of people don't see behind the scenes. We have a satellite truck every day, and from 5 a.m. all day, we're showing people in the morning shows around the country, us building that float, talking about all the great things in Louisiana. So we get a really good return on our investment for that parade and that float.
Let's talk about the attack in the French Quarter now. Your thoughts?
Well, we want to continue to pray for those families, but I spoke out angrily that we didn't have the protection in place, not only on Bourbon Street. For over 2 years, I've been trying to get the post at Jackson Square fixed. If you go up St. Anne and you're not paying attention and you don't make that hard left, you go right through that pedestrian path. Cars have gone in there. They've knocked out the balusters. They've been down for over 2 years. And if someone's out late on a Saturday night drinking and the crowd is gathering to go in the cathedral on Sunday morning, it's an accident waiting to happen. And we've been fighting with the city for years to get those things put back in place, along with everything in the quarter. And, you know, we were doing really well with the governor putting the state police in the museum with real-time cameras, good cameras, and the NOLA camera thing is really working and making a difference. But it's been a fight with the city to get anything done. Look, you give out a garbage contract to someone that's not in the garbage business, and the city council has to step in and give an emergency contract out to clean up and pick up the garbage for Sugar Bowl and New Year's. It's crazy that we have to fight with the city that's supposed to be making us safe to get anything done. And the frustration just boiled over with me.
Tell me about, I know years ago you had talked about a plan to make the French Quarter a national park, right?
Well, we wanted to make it a historical district, and it doesn't have to be under state parks. We talked about a separate board appointed by the mayor, the council, myself, of people that live and work there. We looked at other cities, the Gas Lamp District in San Diego. Look, there's not enough voters in the quarter, and it's such a high visited area, and it ought to shine, be safe, and it ought to be something we're proud of. And there's no secret, for years, the frustration of the residents and businesses to clean it up, make it safe, to get a road fixed. Had it not been, you know, we've been trying to get the streets fixed by the Jackson Square since I took office. Now they're being done because of Super Bowl, but we spend more time bandaging up people that cross the street there and fall in the hundreds of patches as opposed to resurfacing it. It's just the lack of caring about making it shine. And so we offered to partner and make that happen. We thought we had an agreement with the mayor. She reneged and didn't go forward with it. It fell on deaf ears. But anything to give it the attention it deserves, because it is a jewel and should be a jewel for the city. And it shouldn't take away from the services for the rest of the city. It ought to be managed independently, and the people in charge ought to be people that really care about it, and let the rest of the services take care of the rest of the city.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back talking to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser about the Bourbon Street attack, 751, 9 till 8. We'll look forward when we return. Right now, traffic, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser talking about the French Quarter and keeping it safe. Billy, I was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend and went walking around. You know, Washington, D.C. is a walkable city like New Orleans, and the security was just tighter than a crab's rear end, and rightfully so. I get that. But that being said, a lot of people complained about the street repairs in the French Quarter and how hard it was to walk around them. Bollards can be impediments to pedestrian traffic. I have been stuck down there with a date one time and a crowd surge of Mardi Gras with a big wave of people. And I just wonder, what comparisons to big cities like New York City or Washington, D.C. are similar to New Orleans? Because New Orleans is a lot more compact, and one thing that we pride ourselves on is the walkability. So while you do want it to be as safe and secure as possible, you don't want to lose that element, right?
Absolutely. You know, part of the plan in talking about managing the quarter separately, there was discussions about making all the streets parallel to Canal Street for vehicles, and making Bourbon and Royal permanently pedestrian with big planters down the middle of the street and things that would keep from having something like happen. And the other thing in our plan that we had presented, there was a security analysis done by Joe Yeager privately on how many police would need, where the cameras need to go. But it also mentioned when you have those ballots in the street, if you don't have a balcony right there adjacent, you need posts permanently put in the sidewalks, which you can walk around. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have a balcony with those posts, it's easy to just go around them on the sidewalk. And that was part of that presentation back then, that wherever on those corners on the sidewalk, a post in the middle of the sidewalk does not, you know, you just walk around it, and you'll see that in other cities. But just like Jackson Square is left wide open right now, and I even showed that video on TV that we've been trying to get those posts fixed, because there's pedestrians and churchgoers in that pedestrian square all the time. And so it's just got to take someone that, you know, we don't need another assessment. We need something to be done. And then to learn that the balusters that are being installed will only stop a vehicle 10 miles an hour. Those are designed to go in front of a storefront in case you mishit the brake and hit a gas.
And
to protect people.
Right. We got to run. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Just to be clear, Colin Arnold was on with us yesterday and said that was going to be revisited. That was the plan. But you're right. That's not the right thing at all. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser will take a break. Come back. Talk to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent. Get his take. Then we'll talk to Arthur Hardy about Mardi Gras.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.